This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Happy Friday morning. Glad you're back with us. Just more evidence that you never know who's listening. Kim St. Ange, I was bragging yesterday about going down to the Polar Express and what a great time I had. And then I offhandedly mentioned that we went on the Ferris wheel as well, and it was pouring rain, and I had to buy a ticket to get my grandson on there because he really wanted to go. And Julie, who handles the PR and stuff for them down there, apparently when we showed up yesterday to go to the Polar Express, we were given some tickets that would have gotten us onto the Ferris wheel for free, and I didn't realize that. So she pointed that out to me after the fact that she felt really bad that I didn't know that. I'm like, it's no big deal. I mean, the kid wanted to do it. Grandpa was going to pay for the ticket no matter what. So it didn't matter.
You didn't want to go full Karen mode? That is unacceptable.
Do
I'd
you
like
know
a refund.
Who I am? No, not at all. That
and they would have said, fault. Look in your pocket, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm a huge deal.
Thank you. No, it was my fault. I got there late. Our friend Julia here had my ticket, my parking pass waiting for me. So I just ran straight in and we got in line and we barely made the train and that was my fault. But anyway, if you haven't been down there, we had a great time. It was pouring rain. It was kind of cool to be in that Ferris wheel because it was raining kind of hard outside. But, you know, you're dry in there and it's comfortable. And it was pretty cool to see. Had a good time. Have you been on that yet?
No, I really want to go. Yeah, I remember, not to bring this up, but I remember last year there was some controversy about a certain area when you were riding the Polar Express about what you would see. But yeah, it sounds like it's far different. So if you went last year and that happened and you were upset, you don't. No. It sounds like you don't have to deal with any of that this year.
You do not. It was a great time, and I'd encourage people. The tickets are on sale now if you want to get down to the Polar Express and check out some of the cool stuff down there at Union Station for sure. Time's slipping away. It's already the 15th of November. We got lots of stuff to get to for you this hour. We're gonna talk to somebody we haven't had on the show before. Reed Rasner. He's a GOP commentator. He's run for office before out in Wyoming. My question for him is. And I know he's big on the MAGA side of things here. What the hell took him so long to finally admit that the Republicans won the House? Some agencies were way behind others, press agencies, on admitting that. And I don't know why that is. We're going to talk to Reed about that here in a couple of minutes. We got in other news coming up. J.J. Carafano at 7:20. We'll get his thoughts on the Secretary of Defense role and maybe Secretary of State. And the ambassador to Israel, which I think is going to be fantastic as well. We got thoughts on all that for you with Jim Carafano coming up at 7:20 this morning. Stay tuned. Right now, though, I want to get to our top stories, Carl.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I love mythology, and this individual does not exist on this planet. Nobody in the world could have pulled off what he pulled off, so I'm in awe.
Man, what a relief. Like all of my movie heroes came out and endorsed. A lot of them came out and endorsed Kamala Harris during the campaign. Not Rambo. I should have known that. Sylvester Stallone showed up last night and introduced Donald Trump at an event down at Mar-a-Lago. It was fantastic.
I entered this fight with the Bible verse, and I will leave it with you as well. It's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is for certain we can carry nothing out.
That's true. Carrie Lake there in what sounded very much like a concession speech. She spent a couple of minutes, and something else we need to talk about, Kim. She said she was making seven figures as a news anchor in Arizona. Where the hell are those jobs? I don't know the answer to that. We'll get to that coming up.
By Dan Goldman offering up this resolution that really has no binding effect, but would essentially put Republicans on the record that they agree that the Constitution says the president can only run twice.
MSNBC is already raising concerns that Donald Trump will try to run for a third term when this one is over. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up.
The way I see all of the appointments that we've been reading about over the last couple of days is this is the absolute triumph and takeover of the Republican Party by MAGA.
That is Jamie Raskin. Jamie Raskell, you might call him, the Democrat House member, hard lefty, hard partisan lefty. And this is what I was talking about earlier. This is evidence that the people on the left are still in the in the 12 stages of grief, they're still in the denial stage. And they don't want to accept what happened last week. They don't want to accept that there was a landslide victory for Republicans. Even in blue areas where the Donald Trump may not have won the overall vote, he made tremendous gains, even in those areas. If you look at county by county of a map of red and blue, it's bright red with you know, the occasional splotch of blue near big cities around America. It's unbelievable what happened last Tuesday. The Democrats are in denial, so much so that listen to what Jamie Raskin says here without even realizing that he's describing exactly what happened. He just, for some reason, doesn't want to believe it. Go ahead and play it, Carl, please.
Matt Gaetz is a mega zealot and a Trump sycophant and a confidant. And the way I see all of the appointments that we've been reading about over the last couple of days is this is the absolute triumph and takeover of the Republican Party by MAGA. And it will be the takeover of the U.S. government by MAGA if the Senate lets all of these people go through. So you're not seeing, you know, just right-wing conservative corporate types like Rex Tillerson that you saw in the first Trump administration. I mean, these people are mega true believers like Matt Gaetz.
Let's just say the Senate won't confirm Matt Gaetz. Trump would just appoint somebody else.
Yeah. But the point is, Jamie Raskin doesn't want to accept the fact that Republicans, Donald Trump in this case, have a mandate to work to implement the policies he campaigned on. Nobody should be surprised by that. Cutting government bureaucracy, he's campaigned on that. Getting rid of woke policies and DEI and the government paying for transgender surgeries, he campaigned on all of that.
No, I
agree. Very specific policies.
But,
and now he's shocked that MAGA may take over the American government. That's what MAGA is.
Well, I agree. But my point is, he's saying, well, if the Senate lets all Trump's picks through, it's going to be a takeover of the government by MAGA. But my point is, whether they confirm Matt Gaetz or whether they confirm Tulsi Gabbard, whoever it is, it still would be, right? Because Trump would then just appoint somebody else who's aligned with his thinking.
Donald
right?
Trump is a businessman. You learn from your mistakes. His mistake the last time was taking the advice of insiders on who to appoint to his first administration, and many of them failed miserably to carry out his wishes, and he ended up firing them, and then they all wrote books because they then hated him because he fired them. This time he's not making that mistake. He's appointing the people that he knows will get the job done, and they're not the insiders that the insiders would like. They're disruptors. Whether Gaetz ever becomes attorney general or not, he's a disruptor. I've got some great sound bites from Matt Gaetz. I'll play them for you a little later this morning. You need to hear, just as a reminder of some of the great things he's done calling people to the mat over the years. It's pretty impressive, including the one with Christopher Wray. Could you imagine him as attorney general finding out how many government informants were on the ground on January 6th, what they knew and when they knew it? You can get to those answers if you've got a Matt Gaetz at DOJ. Otherwise, they'll just cover it up, as they have been, because Chris Wray's never answered that question. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Reid Rasner. Find out more about taking the House, which Fox finally agreed to yesterday. and how important that's going to be, and maybe why it took so darn long. I don't get it. That's coming up next.
Well, the Constitution is pretty clear about this, Chris, but I think Democrats have seen how Donald Trump has pushed the norms of conventions in Washington and want to make 100% sure that he would not even attempt to try and run for a third term. And that's why you see Dan Goldman offering up this resolution that really has no binding effect. But
I'm sorry. That's MSNBC. They're already worried, or trying to make an issue of the fact that Donald Trump will try to become the first president since FDR, since the rules were changed, to try to run for a third term. They're already worried that he won't relinquish the White House in 4 years, that he's going to try to go out and change the rules somehow to run for a third term. That this is what they're focused on, and 2 months before he takes office. It's unbelievable how much property he owns in their minds. It really is. I've got Reed Razor on the phone right now. Reed, great to have you on here. I know you've been a GOP candidate yourself out there in the great state of Wyoming, right?
Absolutely. Right here in Wyoming. And the sunshine on our shoulders across this country, it's just amazing after this last election, and even more amazing now that we've taken the House. Great things on the horizon for us.
And it's a lot brighter with the shade that's been cast on Liz Cheney.
She just can't catch a break. But you do stupid things, you win stupid prizes, I guess. And, you know, Republicans time and time again just continue to win. It's amazing what's going on, and the American people can, again, breathe a sigh of relief. The victory is clear, and the rejection of the Democratic agenda, open border, high inflation, these terrible rampant policies with rampant crime. It was just a referendum on the Democrats' policies, and the American First agenda is back, and it's back in a big way. This is exciting.
Yeah, they can't stand it. You know, I've asked this question, and I guess in my mind I know the answer, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. What took these decision desks so long to call the House for Republicans? Because, you know, The Hill called it a couple of days ago. Decision Desk HQ called it like 4 days ago. It took Fox until yesterday before they would agree that the Republicans had taken back control of the House. It's like no one wanted to admit that it was true.
Wishful thinking. I don't know what they're doing. It's unbelievable, the mainstream media and what they're doing. The Republicans are in control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. We have 2 years to truly show the American people we can get the American First agenda across the finish line. That's the mandate that they sent President Trump to the White House with the popular vote and the Electoral College vote. And that's the mandate they sent across America with this massive red wave in taking back the House and the Senate. So 2 years, 2 full years to really create change and affect and secure our border and bring down inflation. And Republicans have a huge battle ahead of them. This is an exciting time for us.
Well, and a lot of that will depend on if the Senate will confirm a lot of these cabinet picks. We know that, you know, Doug Burgum was just tapped to be Interior Secretary. And then the one I'm excited about is RFK Jr. for the Department of Health and Human Services. How do you think this is going to go over? Do you think there's a good chance the Senate will confirm the majority of Trump's picks so far?
Well, I was pleased when Thune came out and said that he was going to work with President Trump in getting confirmations across the finish line very quickly, very rapidly. And I hope this doesn't turn into 2016, where we're 100 days into his presidency and still don't have all the confirmations done. So I truly believe that Republicans are going to confirm the appointment and get this done quickly so we can move on with the agenda. And one of the most exciting new departments is Elon Musk is heading up the Department of Government Efficiency. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing when the bureaucrats are going to start getting eliminated. This is a great thing, and it was one of my main campaign points right here in Wyoming going around the state, was a reduction of the federal government. So need to really focus on reducing the federal government and returning those rights back to the states. This is an amazing opportunity.
Reed, whoever the first one is to print up all those Doge T-shirts, they're going to make a fortune.
T-shirts are in the press, I'm sure, already. I don't know. They're certainly going to, Elon Musk, it's going to be all over. You can get your T-shirts, I don't know where, but you can get them somewhere. It's going to be great.
Department of Government Efficiency. Reed Razor, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself. Good luck out there in the great state of Wyoming. I love that state. I love the West. Western states are fabulous.
Yeah, I've spent some time out there, but I'd like to spend more.
So beautiful. Just such a throwback in a lot of ways, and also in how they vote. I love that as well. Bright red out there in Wyoming and Montana this year, where they flipped a Senate seat up in Montana. All right, coming up, we got to check a business as usual, and Nicole Murray has the day off on this Friday, a little long weekend, and we'll get to Dom Savino with a check of business. We got in other news coming up. Stay tuned.
We are in the presence of a really mythical character. I love mythology. And this individual does not exist on this planet. Nobody in the world could have pulled off what he pulled off. So I'm in awe. And I'll just say this, and I mean it. When George Washington defended his country, he had no idea that he was going to change the world. Because without him, you could imagine what the world would look like. Guess what? We got the second George Washington. Congratulations!
Wow, Sylvester Stallone kind of describing a Rocky Balboa situation there, right? Nobody believed in him, and he came through in the end.
And I agree. I think that this Trump presidency could be, I mean, absolutely life-changing for our country.
Yeah, well, good. It could. But I had just seen Sylvester Stallone there. Like, I'd seen a meme one time that with him holding up a sign that supposedly was in support of Trump. But I didn't believe it. I thought somebody just faked it. So I didn't know where he stood on that until I saw that that last night. Sylvester Stallone. Now he's playing a mob boss, isn't he? And what's that
Tulsa
show
King.
Called?
The
well, Tulsa King.
It's career suicide for a lot of these actors and actresses to come out and support a Trump. Yeah.
Not for Rocky. He's tough. Rocky's tough. All right, let's get to business, please. Dom Savino, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
I'm doing fine, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. Can't complain.
How's the Rutgers basketball season going?
So far, so good. I'm glad you asked. 2-0. They've got two guys who could legitimately be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft next
year. Wow.
So far, so good.
So are you still doing like play-by-play for them?
Yeah, I was there. They played a former NCAA tournament darling, St. Peter's, the other night, and I was there
all
for that.
Right. That's awesome. My Kentucky Wildcats, I'll just point out, are playing pretty well, too.
I know. Who needs Coach Cal?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Dom. I appreciate that. Kim does not appreciate these conversations.
He brings up Kentucky every single morning, Dom.
And there's room for it, so long as they're playing well enough.
We're not in Kentucky.
If they start losing, then I'll quit talking about it.
I'll talk about it if they start losing.
If you want to talk about more local sports teams, I have to give some love to Eli Drinkwitz, head coach of Mizzou football.
Yes.
Whose smack talk game last week over once they beat Oklahoma was so strong. It made it all the way to New Jersey, clearly.
Wow.
No kidding. The Coach Drink. He's also got one of the greatest names in college football coaching, don't you think? Coach Drink.
Yeah. I don't think he's had to drink too much this year.
No.
They're not in the top 20, but still.
I know. What's going on out there in business?
Yeah, let's get to Wall Street first. Futures are solidly lower by roughly 0.5% as the market's post-election rally continues to fizzle. Yesterday, the S&P 500 posted its fourth straight losing day, down 36 points to 5,949. Another reason stocks are tumbling, comments yesterday from Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell. He said the Fed doesn't need to be in a hurry to cut interest rates. He added that strong economic growth will allow policymakers to take their time in deciding how far and how fast to lower interest rates. Powell cited broad-based progress on inflation, though new data this week showed slight upticks in both consumer and producer prices. Discount grocer Aldi is proposing a significant expansion of its O'Fallon, Missouri warehouse as the company's footprint expands rapidly in the region. Aldi plans to expand the facility by about 100,000 square feet and hire as many as 100 new employees to work there. Back in March, Aldi announced plans to add 800 stores nationwide, 330 of them in the Midwest. The parent company of the St. Louis Cardinals TV provider has struck a deal with Amazon's Prime Video. The partnership will allow Amazon to offer the newly rebranded FanDuel Sports Network Midwest to people in the St. Louis region as an add-on subscription. The deal comes after the TV network's parent, Diamond Sports, earned court approval yesterday to emerge from bankruptcy. Federal traffic officials have slapped Ford with its second-largest penalty ever, $165 million. That's after a government investigation found Ford delayed the recall of more than 600,000 vehicles, which the automaker knew to have defective rearview cameras. It's the latest setback for Ford, which in recent years has ranked among the major automakers with the highest number of recalls. And a record number of holiday shoppers will be on the hunt for deals over Thanksgiving weekend. The National Retail Federation estimates more than 183 million Americans are planning to shop either in-store or online during the 5 days between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. The survey also found Thanksgiving is no longer the start of the holiday shopping season. More than half of consumers, 58%, said they had already started buying presents as of early November. Wow.
I mean, a lot of companies are offering deals already. So, yeah, I feel like Black Friday, where they do the doorbusters and everyone lines up outside the store at midnight, I feel like that's kind of a thing of the past.
Yeah, I don't get it. I feel like I've seen Christmas stuff in stores now for like three months.
Yeah. I admire people that can plan that far ahead. I'll be honest with you. I'll start next month sometime.
Has anybody here started buying presents yet?
Yeah. My wife might have. I got to give her credit. She's probably already got some stuff in the closet that I don't know about.
My thing is I'll think ahead, you know, like a month or so ahead. And then I'm like, yeah, I don't want to commit to that gift yet for the person. So then I say I'm going to keep looking. And then like 2 days before Christmas, I'm in panic mode because I still haven't bought anything. So it's not that I don't plan. I just get paralyzed by indecisiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dom, back to the Amazon showing these FanDuel games with the Cardinals. You said that's an add-on subscription. So if you already have Amazon Prime, you still have to pay extra to see those baseball games? Or is that
is correct.
Oh, wow.
Unless you already had FanDuel/Bally.
So it's like an addition to whatever you're already doing on Amazon.
It's in case you didn't have the FanDuel in your original, whatever you have.
All right. But if you have the app, you have to pay for it in the app as well, I'm sure?
I believe so.
Wow. Yeah.
So I guess if you don't have cable TV, let's say, you can still get Cardinals games without having to buy a whole TV bundle.
Blues games.
Mm.
Right.
Oh, you can get them both?
Yes.
For the same price?
It's the same map.
Oh, nice.
It's the same
it's a
channel.
Fair question.
I'm just checking.
And all Indiana right. basketball.
All right, Dom, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your weekend.
Yep, have a great weekend. I mean, I'm just trying to think I know it's all a math equation to make sure they're not upside down on the amount of money they spend to broadcast these games. But at some point, if you combine that with some of the decision-making that's gone on at the top of the organization the last couple of years, you could, hypothetically, drive viewers and fans away. I mean, I'm just saying, if they're big fans, they might still go to the game, right? But if they're already lukewarm on how the team is doing and viewership was already down this past year, I don't know how many people are going to run out and buy subscriptions to watch them on an app or pay extra on Amazon.
Well, that's only if you cut the cord already.
They're going to be frustrated. Yeah, but I mean, I think the majority of people have, to be honest with you. I'll bet.
I bet, too.
Yeah.
I know the Blues aren't doing so hot, maybe a little better than the Cardinals were doing, but do you know, Carl, has the attendance for the Blues games been still pretty consistent?
Yeah, it's fine.
It was going down, though, with the Cardinals.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
so, you never know.
Not at that point yet, this early in the season.
No, true. They need to keep the fans happy, for sure, if they want them to buy an extra app subscription. Coming up, in other news with Ethan, next hour, lots of people have had questions about Secretary of Defense and, Ambassador to Israel and what happens in the Ukraine and the Middle East under a Trump administration. We've got one of the singular experts in the country, Jim Carafano, coming up here at about 7:20. Stay tuned for that.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It looks like rapper Nelly will not face charges following his August arrest for drug possession. He was initially charged after police allegedly found four ecstasy pills during a visit to Hollywood Casino. However, the St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office announced that the case would be dropped. Mostly because he's rich.
Surprise.
Well, mostly because
Scott Rosenblum.
What's that?
That was his attorney.
Well, he had a great attorney. Plus, he's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of money, and he's got a prosecutor who's leaving office and doesn't want to ruffle any feathers.
And there was also some malfeance from the officer.
So well, there are allegations of that by true. Scott Rosenblum.
Maybe
who's
they
very good at
the,
what he does.
Uh-huh. The ecstasy pills that were found. Maybe they just said it was littering.
I don't know. I think we'd be locked up if it was one of us.
Not if we called Scott Rosenblum.
If we couldn't afford Scott Rosenblum.
I can't afford four ecstasy pills.
I couldn't afford the insurance payments on Scott Rosenblum's car. So there you go.
It looks like Lindsey Vonn, the three-time Olympic medalist and four-time world champion, a skier, is coming out of retirement to rejoin the U.S. ski team at age 40, 6 years after her last Olympics and retirement in 2019.
Why?
They have got this new thing. Let me see where it's at. She's been training. She's benefited from a new wild card rule allowing retired champions to re-enter competition without building ranks. She thinks she can do it, and she doesn't have to really rank back up. Why not? They're going to throw her on the Olympic team.
She'll be added without qualifying?
I'm sure she probably has to somewhat qualify, but she doesn't have to build up her ranking anymore. So she doesn't have to be like, you know, top 10 in the world.
Oh, yeah. I see. Huh. You kind of get it. Sort of like the U.S. Open. If you've been a winner in the past, you automatically get a bid to play.
Right.
Sort of thing.
I guess. I mean, it almost seems like, I wonder if she could do something like a specialty, like, you know. She does the giant slalom, the greatest in the world, so they're just going to throw her on one event.
I'm sure a lot of it's just because they know that that person alone could encourage people to want to watch.
Maybe. That could be it, but let's just wait till some retired 60-year-old star comes out and decides they're going
to
do it.
I'd like then to try just... my hand again, like 85 years old.
Then you're just wasting a spot on the Olympic team, right? But go ahead.
What was that guy's name? Eddie the Eagle?
Yeah.
See if he comes back.
From Canada.
He might be dead. I don't even know if he's alive. The satirical news site The Onion has acquired Alex Jones' InfoWar at bankruptcy auction, supported by families of the Sandy Hook victims, to whom Jones owes over $1 billion in defamation judgments for calling the 2012 school shooting a hoax. The sale price remains undisclosed. Jones, who appeared distraught during a live broadcast, confirmed the acquisition and vowed legal action to challenge it.
Well, they're going to take his platform and they're going to turn it into an anti-gun platform. Whatever it is, they're going to take everything from... you know, moms against guns and put it on that channel. Of course, nobody's going to watch it anymore, so they're not going to make any money. But
that's what I was talking to Carl about. I go, this seems like a giant waste of money for these victims. Like, you just threw your money away.
If they want to recoup some of the money, they should have just let him continue broadcasting and taken every dime that he made. I don't know. I don't get that.
Well, I know they took his money, but don't you think that at some point he has enough name recognition that he can start something else?
Yeah, they'll just tack it up. He owes him $1 billion. If any income that he gets, they're going to try to take from him now, I'd guess. So anyway.
Yep. Smithfield Foods has agreed to pay $2 million to settle allegations of child labor violations at its Minnesota plant, where at least 11 minors ages 14 to 17 were employed from 2021 to 2023. The children reportedly worked beyond legal hours and performed hazardous tasks prohibited for those under 18 in the meatpacking facility.
Wow.
What hazardous tasks, I wonder?
Probably any child.
In a meatpacking facility.
Chopping up hogs?
Would all of those be considered hazard? I guess putting the meat in the package, maybe that's not, but everything else?
Any child raised on a farm would probably like to get that attorney, right?
I don't think I could do that job.
I could not.
That's
no.
Just one of those ones
no
I'm
pay.
Like, oh,
I'll eat it,
breakfast.
But I don't want to see the whole process
exactly.
Of it. Yeah.
Kim, you mentioned this earlier. The Guardian has decided to stop posting content on Elon Musk's X, citing the platform's toxic environment, which they attribute to the spread of conspiracy theories and Musk's influence on political discourse.
I'm so tired of people saying that anything that's conservative is a conspiracy theory.
They've all been proven true. They're conspiracy theories till a year or two later when you find out that they're true.
No, they still deny that, though.
Well, they can deny it all they want, but AOC yesterday is complaining, we don't even understand what kind of censorship is coming. When it's that side of the political equation that's pushed for all the censorship.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And one more quick one. Amazon is shutting down its free ad-supported streaming service called Freevee, with all Freevee content, including shows like Jury Duty and Bosch, remaining accessible on Prime Video as watch for free content.
Oh, yeah, because now it'll all be an add-on subscription like the Cardinals baseball and FanDuel.
Well,
right?
They already put ads on Amazon Prime anyway, so why have two stations of it? They're just consolidating.
Yeah, I get it. All right, coming up, we got Jim Carafano, anxious to hear his take on how the Trump administration will carry out some of these Middle East and European wars. We'll be back here in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.